Welcome to Unzip, the podcast where we break down the latest AI and machine learning research papers into insights you can actually use. I'm Skylar, your host, and before we dive in, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Limitless AI. They're building the infrastructure that makes AI accessible to everyone. Today, we're unpacking five fascinating papers covering everything from continual learning evaluation to LLM hallucinations. So let's get started. First up is a paper from Archive that's going to make a lot of continual learning researchers rethink how they're running their benchmarks. It's called Temporal Taskification in Streaming Continual Learning. And honestly, the title alone should give you pause. The authors, led by Nicolay Filat, are basically saying we've been doing evaluation wrong this whole time. Here's the thing. In streaming continual learning, you typically take a continuous data stream and chop it up into discrete tasks based on time. Seems reasonable, right? Well, not so fast. The paper shows that how you make these cuts dramatically affects your results. Two researchers could take the exact same data stream, split it differently, and come to completely opposite conclusions about which algorithm works better. They introduce something called plasticity and stability profiles to systematically study this effect. For practitioners, this is huge because it means you need to be way more careful about how you're designing your continual learning benchmarks. If you're working on production systems that need to adapt over time, this paper should fundamentally change how you think about evaluation. The takeaway? There's no neutral way to slice time, and your evaluation methodology might be driving your conclusions more than the actual algorithm performance. Next, we've got WebGAN R1, a paper that tackles something every developer has probably dreamed about: getting an LLM to build you a full website that actually works and looks good. This comes from Juyong Jong and the team, and they're addressing a real pain point. Current LLMs are pretty decent at writing functions, but ask them to build a complete multi-page website, and things fall apart fast. Most existing approaches either give you boring single-page sites or rely on expensive back and forth with proprietary models. The innovation here is using reinforcement learning to train a smaller LLM end-to-end specifically for web generation. They create reward functions that evaluate both functionality and aesthetics. So the model learns to care about whether the site actually works and whether it looks professional. The results are pretty impressive. Their 7B parameter model can generate functional multi-page websites that rival what you'd get from much larger proprietary models, but at a fraction of the cost and latency. For web developers and agencies, this could be a game changer. Imagine having an assistant that can take a brief description and spit out a working prototype in seconds. We're not talking about replacing web developers, but giving them a serious productivity boost for rapid prototyping and initial layouts. Our third paper dives into knowledge distillation with something called hybrid policy distillation, or HPD. This work from Wenhong Zhu and colleagues is all about making large language models smaller without losing their smarts. Knowledge distillation has been around for a while. The basic idea is you train a smaller student model to mimic a larger teacher model. But here's where it gets interesting. The authors show that existing distillation methods can be unified under a single framework where you're essentially reweighting the log likelihood objective at the token level. That might sound abstract, but it's actually a powerful insight because it lets you see the connections between different approaches that previously seemed unrelated. Their HPD method combines the best of both worlds. It uses both forward and reverse divergence measures to capture complementary advantages. In practice, this means you can compress large models more effectively while preserving their reasoning capabilities. For anyone deploying models in production where compute costs matter, this is significant. You're looking at models that are substantially smaller but maintain competitive performance, which translates directly to lower infrastructure costs and faster inference times. The fourth paper tackles personalization in LLM agents, which is becoming increasingly important as these systems move from one-off interactions to long-term assistance. The team led by Mikhail Menshikov introduces Personalize, a systematic comparison of how to store and retrieve personal information for LLM agents. The core problem is that while retrieval augmented generation helps with factual accuracy, it doesn't give you the structured memory you need for complex long-term interactions. Think about it. Your ideal AI assistant should remember your preferences, your work context, your relationships, and how all these things connect. The authors propose a flexible external memory framework based on knowledge graphs that gets constructed and updated automatically as the agent interacts with users. they compare different storage and retrieval approaches systematically, which hasn't been done before at this scale. What's particularly clever is how they handle the dynamic updating. The knowledge graph evolves as the agent learns more about the user. For anyone building personalized AI applications, this research provides a roadmap for going beyond simple RAG to truly adaptive systems. The practical implications are huge for customer service bots, personal assistants, and any application where context and personalization drive user experience. Finally, we have a paper that tackles one of the most frustrating issues with large vision language models: hallucinations. You know those moments when you show an LVLM an image and it confidently describes things that simply aren't there? Pekka Kajerin and the team wanted to understand when and why this happens, particularly when the text prompt seems to override what the model actually sees. They introduce Halloscope, a benchmark designed specifically to tease apart the different factors that contribute to hallucinations in LVLMs. What's fascinating is their finding that prompts can actually induce hallucinations. The way you phrase your question can make the model see things that aren't in the image. This isn't just an academic curiosity. If you're building applications that rely on LVLMs for visual understanding, this research gives you concrete insights into how to craft prompts that minimize hallucinations. The benchmark also helps identify which models are most susceptible to prompt-induced hallucinations, which is crucial information for model selection in production systems. For computer vision practitioners, this work provides both a diagnostic tool and practical guidelines for more reliable visual reasoning systems. That wraps up today's episode of Unzip. Thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring the show and making cutting-edge AI research accessible to everyone. You'll find links to all 5 papers in the show notes, so definitely check them out if any of these caught your interest. If you're enjoying the podcast, make sure to subscribe and share it with your fellow AI enthusiasts. Until next time, keep learning and keep building. 대인 후대 이따 앞에 질문